Hey everyone, thanks for tuning in. This is Ray, and this is the Ray Ford Podcast. So today I wanted to talk about what the comedian George Carlin, he called it the beauty of the individual. And, you know, he makes a point to say that people are beautiful as individuals, they're wonderful as individuals, but when they get into groups, they sacrifice their individual character for the sake of the group. And I think that's really an important point. Another really interesting point that I came across is a Chris Rock stand-up performance. Chris Rock is a comedian. And one of the things he said that really resonated with me is anyone that makes up their mind before they hear an issue is a fool. And he says, be a person, listen, let it swirl around your head, then form your own opinion. And I think that's really a very good point. There's a lot of people that, you know, they, instead of becoming an individual, they are so committed to their own ideology, their own group, their own, you know, clique, that they will never approach something from their own point of view and think about it in a critical sense. And even if it challenges their own point of view, I think that, you know, it's still important to engage with ideas that are different from ours. And, you know, I think it's also important for us to say, well, why do I believe X, Y, or Z? Is it because it was something that I thought about and that I came to my own conclusions about, or did I hear it from someone, and did I hear the same thing spoken again and again and again from whether it was the media, whether it was, you know, friends, family, maybe even a mentor or someone you admire. I think that it's really important for us to take a moment to think about the everyday decisions that we're making, and look at the underlying assumptions that are in the decisions we're making before we reach a conclusion. I think that if we think for ourselves as individuals and we understand that each person is different in their own right, and if we listen to what they have to say, I think that we will be able to overcome a lot of the political, toxic culture and environment that we're living in right now. And I think that the media and politicians definitely play a role in dividing and conquering. That's actually one point that Charles Barkley made a few days ago. He was on a sports show and he pointed out that, yes, that is one of the functions or the consequences of the media coverage is that, yes, we are divided up and we are pitted against each other. And I think it's really important for us to remember that we are one nation. We are unified. We can disagree, but we can also respect different viewpoints. And we also do not have to resort to censorship or shouting down or personal attacks. I think it's important to challenge ideas instead of trying to tear down and assassinate people's character. So that is, those are my viewpoints for today. And I hope that, you know, this insight was interesting. And I hope to see, well, I hope to have you listen to my next podcast, and you have a good night.